This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Get a load of this as we turn to the continuing fallout from the NSA Edward Snowden story and how technology companies are working with the government. Back in 2010, the chief security officer at Facebook, a guy named Max Kelly, left that company. He had a new job, not Twitter, though, not Google. He went to work at the NSA. Nick Wingfield wrote the story in the New York Times today about the connection between Silicon Valley and government intelligence agencies. Nick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So I'll tell you, I read your piece and I was tempted to start with a question about how the NSA and Silicon Valley are strange bedfellows, but turns out not really. It's a little bit hand in glove.
Right. What we tried to show in the story was that the connections are really deep and operate on a lot of different levels. There's, you know, at the basis, both of these industries are really interested in big data and making sense of it for very different purposes, but a lot of the skill sets are the same, and so you see a lot of cooperation in different areas.
Does the NSA go out to Silicon Valley and go to, I don't know, jobs fairs or recruitment centers? How do they do this?
One of the most, colorful examples is at an industry conference that's usually dedicated to hackers called DEF CON last year. Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA, showed up and spoke at it. This is a guy who you normally don't see in anything but military uniforms, and he was wearing a black T-shirt and jeans.
So did he have a name tag on that said Keith Alexander, NSA?
I'm not sure about that, but name tags are seen frequently at these conferences, and they're trying to recruit these hackers to come help them with cybersecurity.
We know what's in it for the NSA. Right, they get data analytics experts. They get people who can do this stuff. They get access, in theory, to the data. What do the companies get, though?
They get a couple things. One is they get business. Government contracts can be very lucrative. The other thing is maybe more common sense. They, you know, if they get subpoenas or orders for information, they want to comply with it.
And in theory, control the process a little bit?
Yeah, they can manage that process better if they have people on the inside who have some experience with this. It's a fairly common thing for that to happen.
Do you know how much money the NSA spends out in Silicon Valley?
We don't know.
It's classified, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. It's not like this cooperation between Silicon Valley and the government is new. Hewlett-Packard built that first oscilloscope, I think, for the Defense Department or for the, you know, precursor to.
What we're seeing now really is a kind of convergence between the big data sets that the intelligence agencies are interested in and these big consumer internet services out there like Facebook and so on that also know a lot about you. I mean, they know a lot about you because they want to try and sell ads to you. Not to fight terrorism necessarily, but there's just been so many of these different services out there that have incredible mountains of data that it's gotten very interesting to the NSA and others.
Nick Wingfield is a reporter for The New York Times. He's based out in Seattle. He wrote today in the paper with James Risen about the NSA in Silicon Valley. Nick, thanks a bunch.
You bet.